There we go. All right, Dad, pick up.
Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Reefa.
Well, good morning Yay. To you, Jim.
Well, I was
and
always
all of America and the entire world.
Yep. Well, I was just saying, I always have a smile on my face when I'm on the phone here starting our show. It's just, I'm looking out the window and seeing that there's not much snow, so we're in good shape.
It's a beautiful California day. If we could just get a little bit more rain, we'd be all right. But,
well, we did have a little bit. We had some, though. Did you get it down there in L.A.?
We got a little bit of rain down here, just enough for L.A. people to not be able to drive. What can I say?
Do you think that ended our little problem with the drought that they're talking about?
Oh, not at all. But, you know, my whole theory about the drought is they're just getting us ready for all this recycled water. We're going to be so convinced that we have no water that we're going to be willing to have the desalinization. They hadn't talked about desalinization. I can't even say the word.
Can you say that
years.
Again?
I can't. But recycling ocean water and recycling toilet water, they're just getting us ready for all of that. What can I tell you?
You got to take a deep breath.
Bring this up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, I went this weekend and I saw a play at the Mark Taper Forum called Immediate Family. It was directed by Felicia Rashad, that you may remember from The Cosby Show. She played the mom. And it's quite a controversial play. I can't really tell you the plot because it gives it away, but they say that it's a cross between Modern Family and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. So you can kind of figure it out from there. If you're easily offended by controversial material regarding sex and race and sexuality, you might be a little offended by the play, so you might want to miss this one. But it was, I thought, a very interesting play. The cast was excellent. The acting was excellent. The set design, I thought, was brilliant. Usually you don't notice too much the set design in plays, but I thought this was really excellently done. Like I said, the cast was good. The script was good, but it was very controversial. But I enjoyed it. So if you get a chance to go see Immediate Family and you like that controversial kind of stuff, it would be an enjoyable evening in the theater. It is a comedy. It's a comedy that looks at very serious subject matter, but it is definitely comedy. I laughed. I cried. I had a theater experience. And the Mark Taper is always an interesting place to go because it's one of the smaller theaters. They do experimental stuff, but I really basically enjoyed it. So Immediate Family, directed by Felicia Rashad.
Cool. Well, you know, Reese, we talk about this in prior shows. We need more comedy. I mean, this world, you know, with all that's on the news and the papers and the movies, there's too much doom and gloom, you know, so the comedy's good. It's a good thing.
Absolutely. And what's your hot topic?
So we have a happier
today?
Reese now that she saw her little comedy thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hot topic time. Okay, I'm just gonna throw couple stats out to you guys. A couple baby boomer stats. Okay, how many baby boomers make up the population? Anybody have an idea? Okay, what do we got? 50%, 10%? Okay, 26%.
I think you're probably about, I was going to say about 20-30%.
California is home to more baby boomers than any state, and the highest concentration is in Vermont, the highest small concentration. Okay. Nearly a third have graduated college, and more than one half support their kids. Baby boomers spend less on entertainment and eating out than they used to, and there are more female than males, and about two-thirds are married. The majority are homeowners, although the stats have changed since the Great Recession. A lot of seniors did lose their homes from, you know, the second trust deeds and so on and so forth. They couldn't keep up the payments. And how many baby boomers have led from the Oval Office? Well, that's a tricky one. It'll take you a while to think of that. Well, there's three. And out of those three, tick, 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 tick. Anybody guess? No, not Lincoln. We got Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama. Right. You were right. Just about everybody that called in was just about right on that. 30% consider the Internet a major source of news. That's cool. 13% delay retirement just to stay active. And 89% of baby boomers have a cell phone. And 13% have removed their landlines. So iPads are
finally
also
something
popular
to look forward to on Monday morning.
Seniors.
I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also receive our text updates by texting Easy.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
We're just out of control this morning. Are we to tech time already? Or do we have our guests? Jim, do I have you? Am I on the air? Okay. I don't know if anybody can hear me. Well, in case someone can hear me, I will go ahead and talk about tech time.
Yes, we can hear you. I apologize. Yes, we're trying to get all the guests, but we're going to your tech time. Yay, Aretha Gray is tech time.
Okay, so we're going to have tech time now. And I was just going to talk about a little bit about the shows that have been canceled for this season already. Yeah, it's that time of year where they actually cancel shows on television. And they've canceled a whole slew of shows. Some of your favorites may have gone. Back in the day, they used to have Nielsen families, and they would rate the shows, and that's how they would decide what stayed and what got canceled. Nowadays, they can monitor your cable, your TV, your whatever DVR boxes you're using, your satellite. So they get a broader range of who's actually watching these shows. And they even actually track them for 24 hours after they air, because they know so many people use DVRs for their viewing pleasure. But that doesn't mean that your show is safe. So they have initially announced what's canceled and what's renewed. Some of them are obvious on NBC. The Apprentice was renewed, The Blacklist, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Grimm, Law & Order, SUV. Some of the other ones I'm not so familiar with, and I'm not sure they should have been renewed, were maybe The Mysteries of Laura, The Night Shift, Hannibal. I've never even watched Hannibal. But they renewed those. They also renewed Undateable, which is a comedy, and Grimm. They've canceled Allegiance, Bad Judge, Parenthood, Parks and Recs. I think some of these have just outlived their usefulness. State of Affairs, which was a new show about a boy, was canceled. And they're going to bring in a slew of new comedies and a slew of new dramas on NBC. Fox canceled a bunch of stuff. It's amazing how much stuff is gone. Glee, but I think it's just, you know, lived its life. The Mindy Project was canceled, which I found surprising. But they did renew shows like Bob's Burgers, Bones, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Empire, of course, will be back, as well as some others. ABC, they renewed Secrets and Lies. I've never seen that. Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat, both of which are some of my favorites. How to Get Away with Murder, American Crime, Gallivant, which I'm surprised Gallivant was renewed. Castle is back for season 8. Castle is really one of my top favorite shows. But they did cancel things like Manhattan Love Story, Selfie, which I never understood, Revenge Forever, Cristela, which I thought was warmly received. Resurrection and The Taste have been canceled. So you can check out on the internet on under which shows have been canceled. Some shows people protest and they bring them back. So if your favorite show isn't one of the ones that's been renewed, you can go to the station and protest it, and who knows, they may bring it back. Start a campaign on the internet to have it come back. But
that's how it works.
You got to watch the shows. Yeah, you got to watch them if you want them to stay on the air, or at least record them and then watch them within 24 hours, because they definitely, it's amazing. They're in our homes, Jim. Brick Brother is already here.
Reese, I got a question for you.
He knows what we're watching. Mm-hmm.
Got a question. Okay, these things that you see brought back from the 60s, you know, Cheyenne and Have Gun Will Travel, whatever, what brings them out like this? Is it people requesting these shows, or they just pull them out of the archives? What do you think?
Well, I think,
you know, Bonanza,
I think they,
you know,
choose things that, some things have, like, never gone off the air. Like, Lucille Ball has continuously been on the air. I Love Lucy plays around the world somewhere all the time. But they pick shows that were popular. I would like to see the Mickey Mouse Club. But sometimes I think they bring these shows back and they're not as good. They don't translate as well in modern day. I know I loved the Dobie Gillis show when I was a kid.
I remember. With
and
Maynard.
They brought it back on TV with Maynard G. Krebs. They brought it back on TV, and it didn't translate as well. And I thought, really? I loved this show? I like it, but then you have, like, I Love Lucy and Gilligan's Island, which are just absolutely timeless. It doesn't matter, you know, whether it's today or back when they were originally shown. So they just choose them, and they throw it up against the wall and see what sticks. You never know.
All right,
so now, do we have our guest?
That's really interesting.
Do we?
Well, you know what? We're going to try something, because our caller had a tech issue with calling in. So we're going to try to get the call through to her from our line. Okay, we have our tech person on. Can you call in? We're calling her now.
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Here we are. Hello, Esther. I heard there was a little technical difficulty calling in. But I just want to thank you for answering the phone. You're on our Baby Boomers Live show with Aretha Gray and I.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now Aretha,
yes,
I know you haven't met.
Wonderful morning.
I know you haven't met Esther Cantor. Esther and Leon Schwartz is a child Holocaust survivor, and fulfilling her father's wishes when running from the Nazis, he threw her over a barbed wire fence and looked to the heavens and said, "Save my daughter and she will serve you for her, the rest of her life." And despite a lifetime of adversity and blessings of success, her relentless faith led her to become a cantor and a community leader. And I'll tell you, through her art and her music, she has brought calm and peace to so many people. She's an amazing person, Aretha. And Esther, thank you for your time. I know you're a busy lady. And talk to us a little bit. Tell us about what you've been up to and, you know, what you've kind of been through. I mean, such a transition to come over. Now, plus, you came over at the age of 4 years old. Isn't that right, about four?
Actually, I came over at the age of 8 years old.
8 years old, okay. Now, what's interesting, Aretha,
I was thrown over the barbed wire fence.
Over a barbed wire fence and,
at 4 years
and escaped
old.
All that disaster, but she came over on not any old boat. She came over on, go ahead, Esther, tell her the boat that you came over on.
I came over on the Queen Mary.
Huh?
The Queen Mary.
Aretha, what do you think of that?
With hundreds and hundreds of other kids. And with my father, my papa, who was my everything, and my mother.
Unbelievable.
So your parents also escaped.
Yes. We were hidden by the nuns in the churches. We were hidden by the nuns in the churches. That's how we escaped. But my parents were in detention camps.
Now that's 8 years old, Esther. So, I mean, some of us have memories and some don't. Now, can you remember some of the, you know, at the time, like after you were thrown over the fence? Do you actually remember that time when they took you from there and you escaped? I mean, was it winter time?
Well,
Do you remember the whole?
Yes, it's hard to get a memory like when you hear dogs coming. And Nazis shooting. Those are things that either it's erased from your memory or it sticks in your memory. And it stuck in my memory because I remember how my father held me. And my father was, his best friend was God. And I never saw my father have tears coming down and looking upward, and he said, "Save my daughter, and she'll always serve you." And he threw me over the barbed wire fence into the arms of the Swiss Red Cross.
Wow.
And then he had to climb over, and he got shot, but he made it over. And then I remember he was lying in this big room. It looked like it was all gray walls, this hollow room, and just a bed, like with a light on it. And he was on there with a white sheet, and he told me not to be afraid to come over to him.
Now, what was your age at that time?
4 years old.
And how did your mother escape?
He threw her over the fence as well. It's quite a long story. What happened is that my parents, this is 1939 now, and they were separated by the Nazis in the southern part of France. They were put in detention camps on their way to Auschwitz. That's where the gas chambers were. And my mother was a very beautiful woman. She was Miss Vienna. She was just beautiful. And one of the Nazis fell in like with her. And she was in line ready to be shipped off to Auschwitz, and he pulled her out of line. And somehow she made a deal with my dad. They made a deal that if one of them were to escape, that they would meet at this postal. Postal is a post office in southern part of France. She escaped, and she, for months and months and months, she disguised herself as a nun and would go every Friday. And then one Friday, after many, many months, a man walked in, and she didn't recognize him. It was my father.
Well,
and
wow.
That's how they reunited, and they escaped. And then they were in the southern part of France, where it was under German occupation. And I was conceived, and my mother was ready to give birth, and they wouldn't let her into the hospital because we were Jews.
Mm.
And they were. It was raining heavy, and the planes were dropping bombs. And she was in the alley by the garbage cans, and she was ready to give birth. And my father saw a church, and he ran to it, and he banged on the doors, and the nuns came out, and they ran over, and they carried my mother into the basement. And that's where I was born.
Wow. That's a tremendous, and your little video that you had put together is so touching, Rethi. I don't know if you've seen that with Esther, and it shows the shot of Hitler starting out, and then the story, and then the picture when she was a small girl by the Queen Mary. And we were, it's kind of in the pre-planning stage, ideas and so on of possibly doing an event at the Queen Mary. And Esther has never been back to the Queen Mary in Long Beach since she came over. And that was at what, Esther? That was 1943?
1948. I was 48.
Okay.
48.
Okay.
Yeah.
48. And so she hasn't been back since.
I'm sure that's bittersweet memories. And you have videos and pictures. Where can we find those videos and pictures?
Well, you just have to go on EstherLeon.com. It's my whole story, and there's pictures. But the good news is I was spared, and I was spared for a reason. And I feel that I am trying my best to fulfill my father's wishes, and I feel good about that. So,
well, maybe it's just me. I didn't know that there were women cantors. Am I the only one that doesn't know that?
Well, I think, especially because I was raised Orthodox. It started like 25 years ago. There were very few, and I was lucky enough. The music, I always wanted to sing, and I wanted to sing the prayers that my papa taught me. And those prayers were actually unbeknownst to me, besides Sabbath prayer, were through the church. The music of the church got into my DNA. And I always wanted to sing those prayers. And where was I? Oh, yeah. So what I going fast forward, I was rejected in school. And I came to America. It was very, very difficult in school. I was called a greenhorn. I was called a Jew. I was called all kinds of names. And I so wanted to be close to the music. And I was laughed at. And I was so scared when they would just ask me my name and never mind to sing, to audition, right? And the kids would be laughing. And that was so painful, so painful. And but going fast forward, God is good. God takes care of everything, you know.
Well, the Bible says,
out of
fire, gold is forged. And Look at how you turned out. Your father.
All you have to do is go to
EstherLeon.com,
and it opens up with music. God watches, I knew that one day things would be different.
And she raises food, cans of food. She has the cans of food drive, and it's amazing.
If I followed my instinct and my God-given intuition. Because that is God-given, and trusted, and I did. And no matter what, no matter how many times I got knocked down, somehow I got up again and tried
again.
Get
up
again,
keep going.
And you're a speaker. You spoke at LA Public Schools, and
I speak and sing. That is how I give my message. I speak and sing. I sing the prayers. I speak, I bring the video for the youth to see what happened as part of history and where they see a real life person that they can touch and talk to. Yes, I do that.
She's got such a voice, Aretha. And her songs are so relaxing. I have one of her CDs, and they're so peaceful and relaxing. It's amazing.
Food, very important. Everybody wants to do something good. We were born that way. Life got in the way, perhaps. But everybody wants to do something. And I felt that I want to do something that's hands-on, that's not just sending money, something that I could see a result the next day. And I came up with free concerts for cans of food where people bring cans of food, and the food banks, they provide the boxes, and then they come and pick it up, and the next day they send you a receipt how many people you have fed. Now, what could be better than that? So I became on the board of directors with the United Nations, and I became an ambassador for peace, and I bring everything through my cantorial skills with universal music and the spoken word and the poetry, and this is what draws the youth. Mostly young people come when I do things.
I've seen pictures.
So if people want to get the music, they go to Esther Leon, that's
ESTE.com.
ESTHERLEON.com,
or they can go to CD Baby or on Amazon. I have a book out on my life story as well. I think I don't know if Amazon sells my music, but CD Baby has all my music. Or you could just go to,
I believe it's EstherLeon at EstherLeon.com.
That's the email.
That's my email.
Oh, okay.
My website is EstherLeon.com.
Oh, EstherLeon.com. EstherLeon.com. You have to go check
it
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
people who don't know, a cantor is someone who sings in the synagogue. And they're beautiful, melodic songs in Hebrew.
They sing the prayers. A cantor's responsibility and the gift is if the congregation feels her message, if the congregation wants their prayers to be brought to the heavens, they select a person that has pure intentions and a pure voice. And I was lucky enough to be trained by one of the world's most famous cantors, cantor Alan Michelson. He liked my voice, and therefore I was trained by him, and I became I did outreach work. What bothered me is when I would go to synagogues, hardly any people were there. Now, when Papa was alive, I went with my Papa. I didn't think about those things because we were separated by, it's called a machitza, like a curtain. The men sit on one side, the women on the other, so that there's no distraction when you're in prayer. But I felt that when I would go to the synagogue after my Papa went to heaven, it was so empty, these big, beautiful temples with 10 people or thousands of seats. So I felt I want to reach out to all peoples, all religions. I want to bring the music, the poetry, the spoken word to all peoples to come together and to just be together, and because it's God's language, and this is what brings us together. I felt that this is what brings us together. And
you've had an amazing life of doing good.
I try. It's not even good or bad or any of those things to me. It's always to do the right thing, and that's to value life and not take life.
And we definitely need peace and calm in this world.
And to value God's gifts, like the beauty in the world.
So you have public Shabbat services that everyone's invited to?
Yes, I do. Anybody can attend. Would you believe? I mean, my colleagues, they don't laugh at me, but they say to me, only you, Esther. I was asked to do, and I've been doing for the last few years, at a deli, a very famous deli, entertainment deli. Anyways, they gave me the back room, all glass. They donated the room to me. And I do Shabbat for all peoples, and peoples come. And I have more non-Jewish people coming than Jewish people.
I was going to say, now
which
that's also on your website.
Which is good.
Because, I'm a Christian, but I love going to Jewish ceremonies. I absolutely.
Because you like the music.
I love the teaching. I love the Torah.
Yes. Reba Esther invited me
down to her last one. It was so nice the way she ran it and everything at a table and her spoken words,
said,
the way she relates her song. It was just very peaceful.
First of all, I arrive at the deli like 2 hours early, and I set the table with my finest dishes. I don't let them use their and with my finest wine goblets, my baby blue wine goblets, my crystal ones. So when you come in, it's like it's ready for kings and queens to come and be seated and to be in a sacred space. Oh, I turn it into a sacred space.
Well, you're named for a queen.
Well, thank you. It's those moments that you use to feel in the space of that you're doing something very sacred, something so special. And especially as the fourth command, it feels like you've bottled time, eternity. I feel like I've lived 1,000 years when I do that. It's a wonderful
thing. You can see it in your eyes. You really enjoy, and everyone there at the table enjoyed themselves. And there's a couple kids, and they enjoyed, and it was a cool experience.
Like 10 kids.
And
do you give a seder every year, a public seder?
Absolutely. Of course.
I'm definitely going to have to. I love going to Seder dinners. I'm absolutely going to have to join you.
That
but
would be wonderful. Let's not wait till then.
Oh no, I'm going to come to one of the Shabbat services. I have a girlfriend who is not a cantor, but she learns the Jewish songs, and so she and I are definitely going to come. I don't know when, but we're definitely going to come.
Oh, that would make me so happy. I used to do it every Friday night. Now I do it once a month. Just call me when you're going to come, and I'll tell you what Friday I'm doing it, you know?
Oh, so cool.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you,
because
Esther. I know you have a busy
June. Year. It will be in June, the second Friday in June. Second Friday in June.
All right.
That
would
be
great.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank
for
you, Esther, so much, because I know you're very busy. But
no,
thank you for
I'm
coming
never
out,
too
Esther.
Busy to talk to you. I'm never too busy to talk to you when I know it's going to, you know, even just reach one person is good enough for me.
We want all of our audience to go to estherleone.com, listen to that beautiful music, and you can go to CD Baby and purchase it. Look for her book. Look out for the Shabbat evening services. And
Esther,
for
our concert.
Thank you. And for the concert.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, all our concerts for cans of food to supply the food banks. Right. Thank you so much for giving me the honor.
Well, thank you, Esther.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking to you.
Talk later. Okay,
bye-bye
for now. Bye.
All right.
Well, Jim, that was wonderful, but we're out of time.
Once again, we're out of time. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Amazing.
So we just want to remind everybody that you can check us out on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page, so go to Facebook and go to Baby Boomers Live. You can go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com,
right.
And you can see all of the shows that are happening on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, including us. Listen to our archive shows. You can text Easy Way to 313131. Just dial 313131 on your smartphone, and then text the word the letter E, letter Z, Way, W-A-Y, and you'll get all text updates about what's going on the network. Or you can go to 22828, that's 22828, text Easy Way, and you will subscribe to the mailing list, and you will get some email. You will not get inundated. We will not be emailing you 25 times a day, but you'll get an email, get email updates about what's going on in the events and what Jim's doing. And I don't tell him what I'm doing because I'd be doing too much. But you can get some information. Any parting words you have, Jim?
The website, Retha, is getting so user-friendly that I can handle it. All right, I'm finally there. Because it's that's what I was looking for.
I don't believe it.
Can you believe it? But the app is beyond. Eric's app is amazing. You got the radio shows connect directly to the fan wall. The YouTube content, the calendar is totally updated. And there's just so much numerous content. And, you know, it's just amazing. So
well, if
all
you can do
updates
it, anybody
are on
can
the blogs and so on and so on. Well, you know, your tech time helps me read. I pay attention. I take notes when you go through that. But I do appreciate user-friendly. So thanks, everyone, for being with us again. Reith, here we go. And
okay.
We'll be talking to everybody next week, and appreciate you guys tuning in. Till then,
Baby
Boomers Live out.
The place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.